Not a single graduate walked onto and off of the stage without a smile at this year's Class of 2015 Match Day. The ceremony where medical school grads are assigned to facilities that they'll be going to start their residencies. Future doctor Kenil Pierre brought his entire family.
My mom and dad were born in Haiti. They immigrated here in the late 80s, leaving their great jobs. My father was a professor. My mother was in her second year of medical school. She never got to have her match day. Mom, you could have your match day today. You tell them where we're going.
The teary-eyed graduate handed his mother, Estefanie Pierre, the residency card and mic to announce it for him.
Praise the Lord. My son will be going to University of South Alabama Hospitals.
Many graduates are going off to other states for schooling, some as close as Louisiana, others as far north as New York. But every party has a pooper. And Executive Vice President Tim Goldfarb of Shands Healthcare summarizes what's doing the pooping.
The bad news is that we will be at least 7,000 doctors short to meet our citizens' needs by 2025.
The shortage is nothing new. Older doctors are retiring. New ones aren't being trained fast enough. More people with health insurance also means a greater demand for services. And the amount of graduates leaving the state today versus the ones staying here don't help paint that picture any prettier, according to FSU Medical School Dean John Fogarty.
70% are going out of state for the residency. The good news for me as a dean is that they're matching in spectacular places. And the better news is in our history of 10 graduating classes so far, most of them come back to Florida because they have roots here. They're Florida residents. We expect them to hopefully come back after their training.
Fogarty says there are programs being set into place to incentivize future student residency in the Sunshine State.
We at Florida State are trying to fix that. We're starting a general surgery residency program here at TMH. We just signed an agreement with Sarasota Memorial to start an internal medicine residency. Our family practice residency at Fort Myers is going to be graduating their first class this year. So we're doing what we can.
Florida lawmakers are including funding for more residents in an effort to keep future doctors in the state. That's something being pushed by Democratic Senator Eleanor Sobel, who discussed the issue early on.
So we need to fund those slots. We need to bring more psychiatrists, general surgeons, rheumatologists, allergy and immunologists, and thoracic surgeons to the state of Florida.
Meanwhile, FSU grad Kenil Pierre says that when he finishes his time in Mobile, he wants to come back home.
I was born and raised in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I'm part of a Haitian community there that I hope to come back and treat. So even though I'm going away for residency, my ultimate plan is to return back to South Florida.
Florida lawmakers are also considering bills that give other healthcare professionals like nurses and pharmacists more authority to treat patients. And lawmakers have unveiled a plan to use video conferencing to help doctors see more patients in more places. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Matthew Seeger.